You're listening to the Righteous Babe Podcast, the show that gives you the inspiration and practical tools you need to create a life-changing journaling practice. You may have kept a diary as a kid, but this is the grown woman's guide to journaling. I'm your host, Javacia Harris Bowser, and each week I'll offer you uplifting conversation and thought-provoking prompts to help you write your way to the best version of yourself. Let's do this. What's up, Journal Babes? It's your girl, Javacia, aka The Righteous Babe. And of course, that's righteous spelled W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S, because when you're a writer, you get to make up words. Today, I want to do something a little special for you, and I want to do a mid-year check-in. I'm going to do one for myself right here on the podcast and walk you through doing one for yourself. So I actually started my mid-year check-in this past weekend. I was in Atlanta for a wonderful event that I have talked about here on the podcast, the Write and Shine Journaling Experience. Was this past weekend, and it was amazing. It was better than I could have ever imagined. And I stayed an extra day after the event so that I could just have some time to work on my business, C. Jane Wright, and also to journal, of course. So in my journaling, I did my mid-year check-in. So as I'm recording this, it is the last week of June as you are listening to this, if you listen to it on the day it drops, which I hope you do. It is the last week of June. Now, normally I don't record stuff so close to when it's going to drop, but I did this time because I wanted it to actually be the middle of the year when I recorded this. So this is all about a mid-year check-in. So what's a mid-year check-in? Why do you need one? It's basically a time for you to check in with the goals and intentions that you set for the year. And if you didn't make any, then now you can. So here is how I do this process and how I use my journal to do it. So first, I start off by looking at the goals that I set for the year. And I want to see like what I have accomplished and what I haven't accomplished. So one of the goals that I set for 2023 was to launch a podcast. Yay! That one is accomplished, obviously. So yay, round of applause for me. But that's the only goal I've accomplished so far. Womp, womp, womp. So we'll get back to why that's the case in a bit. But one of the things that I always encourage the folks of C. Jane Wright. So C. Jane Wright, in case you are new around here, is a website and community for women who write. And it's a coaching service. And I have a membership program. And through that membership program, I help women writers. And one of the things that I do is help them with goal setting. But part of goal setting is also going back to look at what you have accomplished. And so as you're looking at the things that you have accomplished so far this year, you need to ask yourself what helped you do so. And so as I look at my goal of launching a podcast, the thing that helped me was, number one, I had help. So I've been working with Eric Flowers, who is the podcast magician, that's what I like to call him, here at Creed 63, which is the co-working space and podcast studio where I work. And so I had help, right? I had a deadline because we set a date for, I had like a little launch party. And so obviously the podcast needed to be ready for the launch party, or that would be embarrassing. So I had a deadline. I also had excitement. You know, when you're excited about something, it's a lot easier to work on it. But another important thing was I got rid of my excuses. So what I mean by that is one of the excuses that I had in the past when I wanted to start a podcast and didn't was I was like, oh, you know, I don't have the equipment. I don't know how to edit. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. But by working with Eric at Creed, it eliminated all of those. So I didn't have any of those excuses, right? So I had help, I had a deadline, I had excitement, and I eliminated my excuses. So what I do is, and I look at the stuff that I have accomplished, I'll ask myself, okay, is there anything I want to do to build upon that, right? So I've accomplished this goal of launching the podcast, but now, you know, now I want to grow it. And I want it to be, of course, I want it to be super duper big, but I got to start small. So, you know, I'm going to set the goal of trying to work up to getting 1,000 downloads a month, which I know is not a lot compared to the big podcasts out here. But, you know, I'm an indie podcaster. I just started out. So getting 1,000 per month, I think would be a good goal to strive for. Now, I'll admit that when I was doing my little mid-year check-in in my hotel room in Atlanta, and I realized that the podcast was the only goal on my list that I had accomplished, I was a little discouraged. But then I remembered something that I always tell the women of CJ and Wright to do too, and that is to take inventory of other things you've accomplished. Because maybe there are things that you have accomplished that weren't necessarily on your goals list for the year, but they are still great accomplishments. So I took some time to journal about those. And I remembered that, well, first of all, the event that I was hosting in Atlanta, that was a huge accomplishment because it went so, so well. And it was mostly strangers who attended. So that means that people really believed in this concept, because the event was, you know, we had a lunch and tea and all that. It was real, real cute, y'all. But it was also me leading folks in a journaling exercise. And so the fact that we had all these people, oh my gosh, I forgot to mention, we had someone fly from Florida. So somebody got on a plane to come to this event. Y'all. So that is a huge accomplishment, right? So this event, I also earlier this year released a journaling gift box that was connected to my book. I also won an award for my book. Actually, I won two. I just found out, like while I was driving over to the podcast studio, that this weekend while I was hosting an event in Atlanta, my book was winning an award in Cincinnati at the National Federation of Press Women's National Conference. They give out communication awards, and my book won one. So that's two awards for my book. So that's, you know, obviously another accomplishment for the year. I've accomplished some other things that I can't talk about yet, but will soon. I got to write for BET.com, and they approached me. I didn't even pitch them. And I've just done a lot of fun stuff this year, too. So if you, like me, set a bunch of goals for the year, you check in midway, and you realize, oh, I've accomplished only one of these. Or maybe you're like, oh, I've accomplished none of these. Don't beat yourself up. And take a moment to ask yourself, okay, maybe I didn't do these things on my goals list, but what did I do? So take a moment and reflect on those things. Now, for the things that you haven't accomplished. So I had to ask myself a few questions about these things that I hadn't accomplished. First of all, why? Why haven't I accomplished them? Is it because I don't really want to do this anymore? You know, is it something that maybe I need to revamp or put off till next year? Or maybe I need to ditch it all together, right? So I had to think about that. If I decided that it is something I still want to do, then I need to ask myself, do I need to change my approach? So let me tell you, I'll walk you through some of my goals that I have not accomplished yet. So one goal was to reach my happy weight, as I like to call it. So I don't It's not about like being skinny or anything like that. It's just about feeling happy and healthy, right? So I had a goal to reach my happy weight. But I know I'm the kind of person where if I'm just super focused on a number, that's not going to motivate me. And so I had set this goal to try to walk 1,200. Yes, I had set a goal to walk 1,200 exercise miles this year. That is not going to happen. I have come to that realization that that is not going to happen, which I'm really sad about because I've attempted this before and I've never been able to do it. Maybe next year. It's not happening this year. But so, and that I thought would be the thing that would help me reach my happy weight. But y'all, walking that much takes a whole lot of time. And I'm a really busy person. So I don't have a whole lot of time. So I've got to change my approach. I've got to figure out a different way to do that. And honestly, I know that one of those things is going to be, I'm going to have to change some of my eating habits, which I don't want to do because I love food so much. I'm not going to like stop eating because what? No. But I am going to have to make a few changes and I'm going to have to figure out a different fitness goal since the 1200 miles thing isn't going to happen. I haven't settled on one yet. Maybe you can help me. I've been thinking about a few things. One, I could change the 12,000 to 1,000 because that might be more possible. Maybe. So there's that. The other is I could try to do my third half marathon. So I've done two half marathons. And maybe my fitness goal will be to do a third. Another that I was kicking around is to get recertified as an aerobics instructor. Yes, I was an aerobics instructor like a long time ago, like 20 years ago. And I loved it. It was so much fun. And so I was wondering, like, maybe I should do that again. So anyway, I haven't decided yet, but I'm going to decide soon. But anyway, so that's an example of, so I have this goal. I haven't reached it. And maybe I need to change my method. Another goal I had was to write my second book. And yes, there's six months left in the year. I still could do that. But just being realistic based on some of the other things I know I want to do this year, I don't think it's going to be possible for me to write a whole book in the next 6 months. So I'm shifting that goal to basically writing an outline and proposal for my second book. I also had a goal of writing for 3 of my dream publications. That goal is still a goal. I've kind of revamped it a little bit to be land 3 dream assignments. So what I mean by that is, so maybe like 2 of the assignments were for the same publication, or maybe it's an assignment for a publication I've already written for, but I'm doing something that I've always wanted to do for that publication. Like, let's say there's a publication that I've written for years, but I really want my own column in that publication. So that would count. All right. Another thing on my list is to book a flight and hotel for a trip to Dubai. And that is definitely still on the list. So I'm hoping that will happen in the next 6 months. And I got some other goals, but I don't want to bore y'all with all of my stuff here. But so what I did is I went through the goals that I hadn't accomplished, asked myself, do I want to ditch this? Do I need to revamp it? And then I had to ask myself, okay, what am I going to have to do so that I can accomplish this in the next 6 months? So like I said, with the reaching my goal weight, I'm going to have to change my eating habits a bit. Like I'm not here for diet culture, so I am not going to be on like some super restrictive diet. That's not happening. But you know, just making some more healthful choices. And my 1200 mile thing is not going to work. So I'm going to have to come up with a different fitness thing. And like I said, it's a book. Instead of writing the book, I'm going to just work on a proposal. Instead of three dream publications, three dream assignments. Dubai, still happening. I also decided to add a goal. I kind of like, this is something else that you can do during your check-in. Like, is there something else in your life that needs attention that you need to focus on? And I added the goal to organize my entire house. Like, I want every single inch of my house organized, okay? Because when you're living in clutter, I don't know about you, but for me, like, when I'm living in clutter, like, I can't focus. And I just have too much stuff, y'all. I got way too much stuff. First world problems, right? I got too much stuff. I got to purge. I got to declutter. I've got to organize every inch of my house. So that is on my list for the rest of this year. So one of the important things is for you to, it's not enough. You know that saying, a goal without a plan is just a wish, right? So you've got to look at these goals and then ask yourself, okay, what is my plan? How am I going to make sure I can actually make this happen? And as you're making that plan, it's good to look at the stuff that you have accomplished and ask yourself, what helped you to do that? Because then you can use that same stuff or those same concepts, right, to accomplish these other goals. So, for example, as I mentioned, the launching the podcast was done in part because I had help. I had a deadline, right? So, you know, it's about that accountability, right? That's what a deadline gives you, especially when it's a deadline that involves other people. It's about accountability. And that's huge for me. Like, because I'm a journalist, I'm very deadline driven, and accountability just works for me. So I've got to attach some accountability to these goals. So, for example, with the dream publications, writing for three of my dream publications or landing three dream assignments. For that, I am going to, in the month of August, really focus on pitching in the CJ and Wright Collective. The CJ and Wright Collective is the membership program that I have for my business. And so I'm really going to focus on teaching my members how to pitch and get their ideas out there. And we're even going to have a pitch party. So a pitch party is like where we're all going to get on a Zoom call together and just kind of work on a pitch for something that we've been putting off, right? So that's going to hold me accountable because I've got to lead by example, right? And then for the book proposal, I am going to work on that in November. So if you're a writer, you probably know about NaNoWriMo, which is National Novel Writing Month. I don't write novels because I'm not a fiction writer. But, you know, all writers do some kind of project in November. And so my NaNoWriMo project is going to be to write my proposal. And I'm going to get the women of CJ and Wright involved in that because it'll encourage them, but also selfishly, it'll hold me accountable. So that accountability piece is really, really important. So I want to talk more about some things that you can do to work on your own goals. But since Creed helped me accomplish the one goal that I have checked off, I want to share a little bit more about Creed 63. The Righteous Babe podcast would not be possible without Creed 63, an inclusive space for the community and entrepreneurs to come together to work, create, and be inspired. Located in the historic Black Business District of Birmingham, Alabama, Creed 63 is much more than a place to work, offering a wide range of resources to support and connect emerging and established entrepreneurs. Crete 63 is also home to a wonderful podcast studio where the Righteous Babe Show was born. Head to crete63.com to learn more. Okay, so thank you for bearing with me and listening to me walk through my mid-year check-in. I want to give you some questions that you can ask yourself to work on your own mid-year check-in. So look at your goals for the year and ask yourself, number one, what have I accomplished? Next, you want to also ask, what else have I achieved? Because again, remember, yeah, you may not have achieved everything that's on that goal list, but maybe you did a lot of other cool stuff. So celebrate yourself for that. And then you want to ask yourself, what helped me do so? So what helped me achieve the things that were on the goal list and even the things that weren't? What helped you? Then you want to look at, what have I not accomplished? And you're not looking at this as you can beat yourself up. It's just so that you can ask yourself, what stood in my way? So maybe it was you needed accountability. Maybe you needed some help. Maybe there was information that you needed in order to do the things that you need to do, and you didn't have that information. So then you now know, okay, in order to accomplish this, I've got to get help. I've got to get the information that I need. So figure out what's standing in your way. Is it imposter syndrome? Is it time? Are you not managing your time well so you don't have time to do the things? So ask yourself, what's sitting in my way? But then you do need to ask yourself, do I still even want to go after these goals? And if not, that's okay. Like maybe you want to ditch it all together because maybe you realize, I don't really care all that much about this. Because that happens sometimes, because sometimes we set goals just because somebody told us we should. And then we realize, what? I don't even care about this. Right? And so you could just ditch it. It's fine to just ditch it. Or maybe you realize that because of the season of life that you're in, that it's something that you need to put off till next year. Now, typically I'm not a fan of putting things off if we're like, oh, I need to wait until the perfect moment. Because there is no perfect moment, right? That's never going to happen. But if you're going through like this serious major life change, like you just had a new baby or you're dealing with a really serious sickness, or you're taking care of your aging parents and you are like moving them into your house, you know, some huge life change, then I absolutely give you a pass to just kind of put this off until next year. But if you're just like, oh, life is just so busy in general, what? No. Stop it. Because life is always going to be busy. And everybody is busy. You are not special because you're busy. Sorry. You're not. So just, you know, be honest with yourself. Again, if you're in a life season where it's a huge, huge change, something that's not going to be like an ongoing thing, then yes, you can put it off till next year. But in most cases, I'm going to tell you not to put it off. So then you need to ask yourself, what changes do you need to make so that you can actually achieve this goal? So if you are trying to improve your health and you need to exercise, but when you try to exercise in the evening, it never works out because, you know, life be lifing. Or maybe you're just too exhausted, then that sounds like you need to exercise in the morning. So you need to make the life change of getting up earlier, right? Do you need some accountability? Do you need a workout buddy? If you are a writer and you are not writing, if you're a writer who doesn't write, what can you do to change that? Maybe CJ and Wright can help you with that, right? Maybe you need an accountability group, which is something that we do have in the collective. Maybe you just need an actual schedule. You need to schedule time to write and stick with it. So figure out what changes you need to make so that you can accomplish the goals that you have. Now, if you've been listening to this just to listen and you're like, I don't actually make goals, then you could do it now. So if you didn't have any goals set for 2023, but maybe listening to this, you're like, hey, I want to have some goals, then do it now. So make sure they are SMART goals, which means that, you know, they're specific and they're measurable. So don't just say like, I want to be healthy, or I want to write more, or I want to read more. But what does that look like? So I want to read X amount of books. I want to write 500 words a day. I want to be fit enough to run a mile, you know, like have a measure for it, right? So set goals and consider all areas of life when you're setting goals. So this is your professional life, your health, your relationships, spirituality, if you're a spiritual person, your home. Like I said, I'm going to organize every single inch of my house, your personal development, and of course, creativity. I hope that journaling is somewhere in there in your list of goals. I want to journal more, but again, make that more specific. So I want to journal 3 times a week, you know. Also, set some fun goals. Like I have my goal to go to Dubai. I love setting fun goals as well. If you checked out the Summer Bucket List episode, that is all about like making sure that even after you're going after these big like professional goals, that you are also making time for fun. And so if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and check it out, because it's all about, you know, making sure that you don't get so busy that you forget to have fun and live your life. Now, if you are a writer and you're looking for some help with your writing goals, I want to share with you an opportunity coming up that I think you will really, really like. The Righteous Babe podcast is a production of CJ and Wright, a website and community for women who write and create, founded by me, Javacia Harris-Pauser. If you'd like to learn more about CJ and Wright, and if you're a writer who needs help with your writing goals, join me on Tuesday, July 18th at 6:30 p.m. Central Time for a free online workshop that's all about helping you finally become the writer you were meant to be. We're going to discuss how to set SMART goals. We'll talk about time management, getting attention for your writing, getting money for your writing, and much more. We're also going to talk about how to blast through all of the excuses and that imposter syndrome so that they can no longer hold you back. Head to cjanewrightbeham.com/workshop to sign up. Each week here on the Righteous Babe podcast, I give you a journaling prompt. And I guess I technically have already given you like a whole bunch of journaling prompts when I was giving you all of those questions. But if all of those questions kind of overwhelm you, or maybe you're not quite sure where to start, then I think these prompts will help. The prompts I want to give you this week are all about scripting. And I did 2 episodes on scripting, but in case you haven't listened to them yet, So go back and listen to them. But if you haven't listened to them, I'll let you know what scripting is. It's a type of journaling where you're writing about the future as if it's already happened, if it's already yours, right? It's the reality that you want, but you're writing about it as if it already is your reality. So I'm going to give you two options here. So the first one is, it is December 31st, 2023, and I am so proud of all I have accomplished. So you would just open up your journal, write that down, and then start just listing stuff that you want to be able to say you've done by the time we get to the end of this year. And then from that, you know, once you finish that, those are your goals, right? And so then from there, you got to come up with the plan that we talked about, right? What changes do you need to make in your life so that you can actually make this happen? Now, if this whole goal thing is stressing you out a little bit, then I have another option for you. And that is for you to just focus on who you want to be, right? So focus more so like on your personal development. So here's your prompt. It is December 31st, 2023, and I am so proud of the person I have become. And then, you know, you just describe yourself and describe like how you show up in places, how you treat people, how you, you know, take care of yourself, how you spend your time. You know, if focusing on these specific goals is not really your jam, just instead focus on the person that you want to be. So again, your two options are, it is December 31st, 2023, and I am so proud of all I have accomplished. Or it is December 31st, 2023, and I am so proud of the person I have become. So I'd love for you to hit me up on social and let me know how your journaling practice is going. You can find me at Righteous Babe. Righteous, of course, spell W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S. You can find me at Righteous Babe on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Let me know how your journaling practice is going. Let me know if you have any questions. Also, let me know if you would like to be a guest on the show. I'd love to share your journaling story. So I look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to accomplishing great goals with you this year. That's it for this week's episode of the Righteous Babe podcast. Remember, you have the power to write your way through anything and to the life of your dreams. Happy journaling.